The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh my gosh, you're canceled. You did something bad. I get it. If someone does something outrageous that deserves being canceled, cool. But you can't cancel people for every single thing. All of us have done something to be canceled. Am I right?
I haven't gone up on stage and said how much I despise a certain person. No, I haven't done that.
I have not done anything
worth being canceled.
We're talking about DaBaby and him losing all his sponsorships and everything else. And I get it. I understand what you're saying.
He belittled the entire LBGQT, whatever. I can't say all
and
of it.
And see if somebody could cancel you for that.
How would
DJ
they cancel
Automatic
him
for not
that?
Knowing that?
That acronym is way too long.
Okay, that's the thing. He needs to be educated. You can't cancel
and obviously
a human
so
being.
Do I, but I'm cool with lots
but
of gay people.
But he was like very arrogant in his response too. He doubled
down.
He was.
Down. Well,
like,
now
on.
He's apologizing. So let's talk about.
Yeah, because the money got shortened.
Is that why? Well, let's discuss. Turn the episode up. It begins right now. Gather around the radio, boys and girls. It's time to play Would You Rather. Oh. Good morning. Tuesday's here. I thought I'd do a little spin on what we call the show open. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
What are you doing here? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I have a Would You Rather I want you to ponder. Okay? Would you rather be really, 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 really short?
Okay.
Or really, 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 really fat?
Oh, that's a great
You have to choose right now, and I choose short, because I'm already really short.
You do have a little lead on us because you've been both.
I cannot stand you right now.
That was good. Both of us
Anthony
are pretty tall. We've both been pretty athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really.
Oh my gosh.
What is really, really short? Like, do I have to be your size?
As a man, you have to be 4'10".
Oh man,
Anthony, what does that mean?
And like, when you say really fat, like how fat?
You have to be 400 pounds.
Oh, actually, I would probably go for the 400 pounds because that would be like a fun ride towards 400 pounds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of good food.
I was
going to
say, I'm definitely going 400 pounds because I'm just going to eat and eat.
Well, you're on your way, DJ Automatic, the way you've been eating at night.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. Whoa. Wow. All right.
Now nothing's going to help your little height challenge over there, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I asked for that. All right. So would you rather? I think this is fun. My daughter played with me last night, and so I thought, you know what? I'm going to play with the guys and see what they think.
I feel like for you, the question should maybe flip to, would you rather be really tall or would you rather be like really fit?
Really fit.
Duh.
I've lived my whole life short. I can handle this, okay? National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Night Out, everybody.
Just go out. Just
no, it's National Night Out.
It's National Night Out, which is out there promoting police and community.
Oh, yeah.
We've only taken part in it like 10 times.
Yeah, I know, in the past decade. Yeah, you're right. We should definitely go out tonight.
And we'll wrap it up on National Watermelon Day.
Oh. Watermelon is amazing. It's my favorite fruit right now because I am no longer eating complex carbs. I've been doing well. I'm back to
Dana's back on her soapbox telling everybody how they should eat. That includes me.
While DJ Automatic is eating pizza next to me. And I
that
didn't
she
break,
ordered.
Baby.
What? Can you order the pizza? I'm going to eat it. I'm sorry. She would literally order pizza for like Ava had friends over and then she expects me not to eat it.
Well, congratulations, Automatic. You failed the test.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're discussing cancel culture today. That's what we're debating. And I have these great clips of Cat Williams talking cancel culture. Every person needs to hear them. I promise I'm going to play them here a little bit. And the reason we're even having this convo is because cancel culture is happening every 10 seconds on Twitter. It's happening every 5 seconds on Facebook. And if you watch any kind of, oh my gosh, breaking news, everybody's and everything is canceled. And I'm really tired of it.
You are. Interesting.
I'm tired of people being outraged. Really?
You are okay to be outraged when things are outrageous and dangerous. You can't just cancel things because you feel like it. Or so-and-so said this 10 years ago. Let me tell you something right now. I did a lot of stupid things 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And if cancel culture was real, I wouldn't have a job. We couldn't feed ourselves because everybody has done something that deserves to be canceled.
I agree with you in the sense that cancel culture doesn't allow people the opportunity for growth or to learn from their mistakes. But at the same time, DaBaby and other people
said some really stupid stuff.
Yeah, what do we do about that? That was just dumb, dog.
Then he doubled down on it.
I know, Automatic. You're right. And this is an opportunity for someone in the gay community, someone who's an activist for those suffering with HIV or AIDS, which are two different things, to reach out to him. It's a great opportunity for him to grow, and calls are coming through. So how do you feel about the whole cancel culture and what DaBaby said?
Some things, like, I agree with, you know, some people being canceled or whatever, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, well, they do have families they have to feed or whatever, but it's like, people that are in the spotlight, you know, they need to watch what they say, because they know that certain things could be offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't believe in people being, you know, gay or lesbian, whatever, you know, keep that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, like, tell the whole world how you feel about it. Like, that's, just keep it to yourself. That way you're not offending anybody. You're not losing any type of sponsorships or deals, you know, or any future opportunities. His situation, that's on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you get what you deserve.
I agree 100. He said it. Had he just apologized, or at least said, you know, I need some help, like he has now. He's saying he's sorry. He wants to be educated on the LGBTQ community, on AIDS and HIV. He should have just done that in the first place. Those words, those jokes, they hurt people in that community.
Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, that everybody has somebody that's in their family that identifies however they identify, you know. So
Thank you. You
don't understand something, go to that family member, go to that friend, you know what I'm saying, and maybe have a conversation. That way maybe you can learn something.
Everybody, you know, has someone in their family who's gay. I don't know anybody, exactly. Or they know someone, they're a friend of someone.
Went to school with somebody.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I agree with you in the sense of everybody has a family member, and we all know somebody who goes through that, and the things that they had to overcome. But for me, back to her point, it's not even that deep. It's like, you're a person in the spotlight, and you said something pretty stupid. If I was a person organizing a festival or a concert, I wouldn't want you on my lineup either, because I don't know what's going to come out your mouth.
You don't even feel that, Anthony, this is cancel culture. Yeah. You think he made a legit mistake.
It's a legit mistake. If you talk into a microphone as a profession and you say something that's stupid, then yeah, you're going to lose gigs. That's just the way it goes. Exactly.
And endorsements, and yeah, your pockets are going to shrink. But I'm just going to play devil's advocate here and say, this is America, and you're entitled to say anything you want to say, and that's what makes this country great, because of our First Amendment rights.
DJ Automatic, you're right, and no one is telling DaBaby not to say anything. He can say whatever he wants. You can say anything you want.
Just don't say it on stage.
That doesn't mean that your employer is going to keep you. You can go out and drive drunk. No one's going to stop you. Oh, wait, you got to pay the price. You're going to go to jail. You're going to pay a ticket. You're going to pay a fine. You might get fired. Nobody's stopping. You have the freedom to do all these things, but there are repercussions and rules and boundaries. And that's the thing. That's why what Anthony said is important. This is a great learning moment for DaBaby. We can't cancel him. You've got to teach him. Cat Williams had something so important to say about cancel culture.
There's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. I don't know what people we think got canceled that we wish we had back.
Who has gotten canceled that you want back? I really want you to think about who has gotten legitimately canceled that you're like, darn it, I wish they were still around.
I can't think of one person.
And that's because someone who's legitimately canceled probably deserved it. DaBaby doesn't deserve it. What he needs is education. What anybody who thinks like DaBaby needs is someone to talk to them from that community, an advocate in a HIV, AIDS, you know, field, someone who's gay, someone from the LGBTQ community to talk to him and others who feel like that. Cancel makes you hate what you don't understand even more.
100%. But his DJ's getting fired for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ranker just released the top 5 movies for new couples to watch. You don't want to, you know, see some cringy movie or some sexy time scenes come up. To be honest, I've been married to my man for over a decade, DJ Automatic, and I think they're just great movies in general. So stand by in case you missed it. I'll tell you what they are. Kicking this segment off, DJ Automatic.
So being open to new foods actually makes you more sexually desirable.
Okay,
are you a picky eater, someone who's not willing to try new foods? Your sex life could depend on it.
Oh, that makes sense, dude. Oh,
because you take your risk.
Bland in the kitchen, bland in the sheets.
I get it. A new study finds that people who experiment with new foods are more sexually desirable than those who rely on foods like chicken fingers and mac and cheese. So if you're eating like a third grader and you're a full-grown adult, that is not sexy at all.
Well,
says, I get it. No.
No, the study said sticking to like safer menu items can be a real turnoff to people.
Some of the best sexy time Automatic and I have ever had is when like he takes me to some fancy restaurant and we try something new. I'm not kidding. It's just there's something about trying new things that makes you want to try new things.
I guess to each their own, right? Whatever stirs your pot. Because I like women who, you know, could tackle a whole bowl of mac and cheese. That gets me
going. No, that's cool too. That's
who
cool
wants
too
to have sex after they ate a whole bowl of macaroni and cheese? You don't want to do anything.
No, go to sleep. No, you're right. You're right. I know.
So
but still,
the study also found that people that are willing to try new foods are perceived as being more open to to casual and uncommitted sex.
I just said. So I'm if you're casual.
No, that's what it says. So if you're like over here trying new foods, they're like you're just putting out.
Anthony, are you a chicken fingers man?
Oh yeah.
What's your story, man?
More of a fish stick guy. All right, we have, in case you missed it, dog-sized lizards are spreading through the United States.
What? This is scary.
Yo. And they're not alligators.
No, they're Argentina black and white tegu lizards. Now, they're native of South America, but of course, our good friends in Florida started having them as pets, and now they're populating throughout the United States. Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Texas have the heaviest hit tegu problem right now.
Can you people stop buying these exotic pets and then realizing, I can't take care of an exotic pet, and then letting it loose?
And
our ecosystem cannot handle it. I don't want a dog-sized lizard in my backyard.
Bro, 4 feet. They could grow up to be a 4-foot lizard, dog.
I will shoot that thing.
I know you won't. You'll run.
I will run first. Run to get my gun to shoot it.
All right, so new couples, and in my opinion, all couples, turn your radio up. Ranker just released the top 5 movies to watch that won't leave you feeling cringy. Number 5, 50 First Dates. I love Adam Sandler movies.
That's a good movie, yeah.
So I'm down for that, yeah. And these are also, I feel like, movies you can possibly watch with your family, like your kids, you know, you don't get spoiled. You know, feel uncomfortable around. Number 4, Up. The writer says, if you meet a man who doesn't get emotional during Up, run.
I feel like a woman wrote this thing.
She did. A woman wrote this thing.
All
yes.
All right, dude.
Well, Up is a great movie, though.
Are you gonna watch Up on a first date? Automatic?
I feel like it's pretty heavy, though.
Yeah.
It's a heavy movie, though.
I start crying.
That's what a woman wants. If you cry, you're a keeper. Number 3, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because who doesn't love a good action-packed film?
Dude, and then she starts thinking about Brad Pitt in her head.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great movie. Yes. Number 2, Meet the Parents. I love that movie. I thought Robert De Niro did such a great job.
Funny movie, but number 2?
Yeah. The number 1 movie at first I wasn't sure about, but then I really thought about how great the movie is, and I agree. Titanic. If that man sticks with you for 2 hours and 45 minutes, lady, you found a one.
Damn.
I don't agree with this list even a little bit.
Yes, you do. You just said all of them except Titanic. And every time I watch Titanic, you sit there and watch with me.
You gotta love little Leo. It has a great love scene.
Yes.
And plus the propeller scene at the end. The crash scene is iconic, man.
I don't know. What
I'll
about
Superbad?
I'll
never let go, Jack. Superbad?
Come on, dude.
That's the most uncomfortable movie of all time.
Did DJ Automatic take you to go see Borat on a date one time?
With my daughter.
Come on, man.
5 minutes in, we were out the theater. Don't take his advice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this poor man. He was diagnosed with coronavirus, and he needed to travel, so he disguised himself as his wife so he could board a flight.
What the fuck?
All right, so the suspect bought the plane ticket with his wife's name, brought her identity card, her ID with him, and the negative test results and her vaccine card in his wife's name.
What?
Turns out he does not look like a woman at all and doesn't look anything like his wife. Of course, TSA suspected right away. I don't think that you're the person on this ID card. We're going to have to take you to the back room to examine you. Either way, they caught him. They took another test of him. He did test positive for COVID. Police took him into custody. I guess that whole, you know, pretending you're someone else inside an airport is a federal crime.
Dude, yeah.
You can't do that.
You know how they could have just tested everything and to see if he was a man or a woman?
How, DJ Automatic?
Give him the flinch test. Flinch at his if he bends over, that's a man right there.
I would have never thought of that.
You thought that was funny, Automatic, huh?
Automatic
loved it. Automatic
got
that.
You made yourself
laugh. All right, guys. All right, let's go to Pennsylvania for this next story, where a woman was arrested because she refused to turn off what song? Dana Cortez, take a guess.
Anything by BTS?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
DJ Automatic, what song does she need to get arrested for because she didn't turn it off?
That Black Eyed Peas song, everything for the fun party one? I don't know.
Come on, guys. It's Slippery, It's Wet, It's That WAP.
You know? Oh!
How did they arrest her for not turning off Cardi B's hair?
It was at an apartment pool in Pennsylvania, and she refused to turn it off. Therefore, the police had to book her and take her into custody, where she was she spent the night in jail.
There has to be more to the story than that. She can't just go to jail for playing WAP.
Dude, it's apartment rules are apartment rules.
So was it like the dirty version of it?
Well, every version's a dirty version of WAP.
No, there's an extra clean version, but I hope Cardi B bailed her out.
Well, I got some good news for y'all. Cops are giving out gift cards instead of tickets in Colorado.
Well, pull me over.
So they partner with Advanced Auto Parts to bring smiles to Denver motorists. The automotive store donated $125 gift cards to local police, and instead of giving them a ticket when they had like a bad headlight or a broken taillight, the cops are giving them a gift card and saying, get it fixed.
That's down, dude. That's what's
up. I love that. You know, a lot of times when I didn't have a lot of money to pay for things in my car, I would get tickets for stupid things like that, taillight instead of a warning, and then I would just be further in the hole. You know, I didn't have no money to fix a taillight, and then all of a sudden I got a ticket, and then all of a sudden I had a warrant.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, are you a dog owner? There has been a huge recall with dog pet food. So turn your radio up. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Your Tuesday has arrived. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
Okay, so I think this is good news. The pace of U.S. vaccinations is actually ticking upward as the COVID-19 Delta variant drives up demand for shots. Many of the largest increases are in states with low vaccination rates and worsening outbreaks. The number of new people getting their first shot is up 35%.
Oh, wow.
Compared to last week, and rising in every state. Like I said, I think it's a good idea. I did read some of the CDC information, and it said at this point, because of the variant, this is about self-protection. Even when you're vaccinated, you can still carry this variant. However, you yourself don't get deathly ill. The likelihood of you recovering is in the 99 percentile.
How do you guys feel about having to mask up again?
I'm fine with it. I like the mask. I ain't got to wear that much makeup.
Oh, I don't have to like inhale other people's breath, so I'm always cool with that.
That's my favorite part. I haven't smelled bad breath in a really long time.
It's because you don't sleep with yourself. I'm sorry, DJ Automatic. Okay, so now we're going to go on to one of your favorite topics, Automatic, with the spread of marijuana legalization across the country. Hey, and it's on the cusp of federal legalization. Weed companies are rethinking how and who they market to, introducing the THC cocktail. A lot of people are testing it out. Yeah. I know, Anthony, you spoke about this.
Yeah, aren't you already trying these out?
Yeah, if you want to know how to make the chill cholo, head over to AnthonyA400 on Instagram.
Chill cholo. You ain't special. Tracy Mason, she's the CEO of House of Saka. She's been selling THC-infused wine since 2019. Keith Brands has been selling low and high-potency drinks to medical patients since 2010.
Those are my people.
In Colorado. And the marketing, it has health benefits, and you get high.
Yeah.
And no hangover.
There you go. That's a great part about it. I love that. So be careful with that.
The only thing I don't like about it is that if you're mixing your own drinks, you could put too much.
Okay, so there are several CEOs of these brands that say, yes, they prefer to pre-make them because you can get outrageously stupid.
Yeah, I've been there before. You don't want to be there.
Hey, and can we just say, always get a designated driver? I mean, in any circumstance when you are, you know, partaking
when it
in
comes
that.
To those, start low, go slow.
There you go. All right, and then finally, pet food recall. Sunshine Mills is recalling Triumph Wild Spirit, Evolve Wild Harvest, Nurture Farms, Elm Pet Food, and Heart to Tail Pure Being. They contain aflatoxin. It's a natural fungus, but it can be very harmful in animals. So if you have this kind of food for your pet, throw it away. If you see your dog looking lethargic or feeling kind of, you know, getting that little vomit going, whatnot, take him to the vet.
Okay.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Night Out Day. Yay.
Hey, shout out to all the police officers out there that keep us safe. Sheriff, you know, department, we appreciate you.
And Dana, something you love to do, it's National Grab Nuts Day.
Yay!
She likes to grab my nuts.
I do. That's why I gave up chips.
Hey, and we're talking about pistachios.
Yes, I gave up potato chips and all those tostadas and everything I used to snack on. I had put on 10 pounds during COVID, and it's gone. I'm wearing my fat jeans, and they're huge on me today, which makes me feel good.
Dana's on this whole trip about like, oh, I'm only eating this, I'm only eating that, and but I still don't understand. She will buy all the bad junk food that I still like and bring it into the house, but yet she won't eat it.
Okay, I won't buy it anymore.
Ooh, automatic. Stop eating the junk food and somebody else will be grabbing other nuts.
I don't like to grab nuts.
Okay. I was going somewhere with it. I dropped
You just
ball.
Love nuts?
I like to eat nuts.
What is the last national day?
Oh, my God. All right, we'll end with a question. Dana Cortez, why do watermelons make great entrepreneurs?
Anthony A., why do watermelons make great entrepreneurs?
Because they always have seed money. Hello. Hey! It's National Watermelon Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Favorite fruit to snack on right now is the watermelon. Oh. So good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember when Lady Gaga did that movie with Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born?
Yes.
She's starring in another movie, and it's going to be even bigger. Wait till you hear the excerpt from the trailer of House of Gucci. I'm playing it for you now. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
The man who encouraged us to take that broccoli, Drom, celebrating his birthday. We also have Martha Stewart and Tom Brady celebrating the birthday.
Okay, so we're going to start by offering our condolences to the family of Fetty Wap. They lost their 4-year-old baby girl, Lauren Maxwell. As a parent, I can only imagine how difficult this time is for, of course, baby's parents. So please, may you find peace quickly during this difficult time. All right, so let's talk about another hip-hop artist. Let me just move on to Cardi B real quick, because a big congratulations in order for her. She's reached 1 billion views on YouTube with Bodak Yellow. Why is that a big deal? She's the only female rapper to do it with no features.
Yeah.
No features, 1 billion views. For those who thought Cardi B was, you know, a one-hit wonder, she's going to be here for like a minute. She's been here hours and still killing it. Congratulations, girl.
But I will say, Nicki Minaj has a couple 1 billion views YouTube videos.
With features. With people like Ariana Grande, Lil Help on
Carol
it.
Carol G.
Not to take some away from Nicki. She's a great rapper. But you know what? Cardi B has surpassed it.
She's got more star power.
Yeah, the later part of the decade belongs to Cardi B.
Absolutely. All right, the baby's apologizing for homophobic slurs he made last week at Rolling Loud. He says social media moves so fast that people want to demolish you before you even have the opportunity to grow, educate, and learn from your mistakes. He goes on to say, I want to apologize to the LGBTQ community for the hurtful and triggering comments I made. And he also thanks those that have reached out to him, quietly wanting to help him. So there you go.
There you go. Another win for cancel culture.
What?
They made him apologize. He wasn't going to apologize until everything stopped getting booked for him. And I think they actually won on this one.
I don't think you're wrong.
Okay, and now let's talk about the movie that I cannot wait to watch. It's been a long time that I've been wanting to, like, see a drama. You know, something really good. Lady Gaga, exceptional actress. She's starring in it alongside Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Al Pacino, and Jeremy Iron. Listen to this part of the trailer. Oh, my gosh.
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
Gucci, of course, is the most iconic designer brand in the world, the best-selling designer brand in the world. And this is a look at how that house was built.
So Gucci is a female, the person who came up with?
No. Oh. The woman who married into the family decided she wanted to rebrand the way they did things, and the rest is history. And I don't think it's a pretty story either.
Even the storyline is expensive.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
August 3rd, the countdown to DJ Automatic's birthday begins today! Music Facts with DJ Automatic. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. All right, Automatic, it's your birthday week. Are we beginning with birthdays?
Yes, we are. It's Drom's birthday.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. Yeah. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Such a nice man.
He really is. Hopefully he's not going to be a one-hit wonder.
Shout out to him for giving us an alternative use of the word broccoli.
All right, next one in 1993 when Wu-Tang releases his second single off the classic album, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. We'll be getting...
With this single, Method Man became the star of the Wu-Tang Clan, and I still think he's probably the most popular guy. Is he the best rapper in the group? That's debatable, though.
He's my personal favorite.
All right, next we're going to go to 1995 when the East Coast-West Coast feud gets the South involved, when Andre 3000 declares this.
But it's like this, though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? The closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we got a demo tape and don't nobody want to hear, but it's like this, the South got something to say. That's all I got to say.
I'm so glad he said that. Having come from the South, hip-hop has been ingrained in the culture in the South for decades and decades and decades. You can go all the way back to the Ghetto Boys.
I know Rap-A-Lot's been around for over 30 years, and Atlanta's been running hip-hop since 2005.
Let's talk about how impactful this moment was. T.I. and Killer Mike say this was a battle cry for the South, because at the time, at that 96 Source Awards, is when you have Suge Knight coming up there and saying this, and then Snoop Dogg popping up and saying, we know where we're at, and for them to come in and still new artists of the year from the South and then have lyrics that Andre 3000 and Big Boy had. One of the most biggest monumental moments in the history of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
All right, next we're going to 2003 when Beyonce and Sean Paul released Baby Boy. Baby Boy, you stay on my mind, fulfill my fantasy. Come on, girl, tell me how you feel. I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams. You don't know what you're missing. So this was the second single off her debut album, Dangerously in Love. It went number one for 9 straight weeks.
I still vibe to this song today.
All right, last we're going to go to 2004 when Pitbull releases his first album, Miami.
The beginning of Pitbull. I mean, it really was. That man went on a run. And thing is, he made a lot of dance party music, but Pitbull can rap.
He can. And I remember when he was working this album, and he would just come and do shows for free for everyone.
He'd fly in on his own dime, and I remember he would call Otto and be like, can I just come, like, you know,
we had this really good club?
Club
night where there'd be like 1,500 people there, and he would just fly in and just come perform and then leave.
Can you fly in to see him now?
No.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A recent survey revealed that people who are open to trying new foods are actually more sexually desirable. But what foods actually make you look sexier? Let's break down that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, during our In Case You Missed It segment, DJ Automatic was schooling us on this new survey that came out that it says that if the people who are open to trying new foods at restaurants are actually more desirable and sexy to their partners or the person they may be on a date with.
I'm just going to tell you, if you order chicken fingers at dinner, ladies, guys aren't thinking, oh, she's going to be great in bed.
That's what the survey said. Vice versa, too, homies. If you're over there just ordering a basic spaghetti and meatballs every time you go out, you know, you might not be that exciting in the sack,
Are you a guy that likes to try new things at a restaurant?
I love to try new things, dude. I love trying new of everything. Now, on the flip side of that, I'm a little more prude in the sheets.
See, that doesn't make sense, yeah, according to the study, because I'm a guy who will about eat about anything and try just about anything.
I'm a freak at the kitchen table, but not in between the sheets, bro. Not in between the sheets. And that got us to talking about another list of food items that actually, in automatic, this is your list. Yeah, so,
well,
this,
it's not my list. This is a list that was put together by V Jazzy.
So shout out to V Jazzy, a very influential food blogger.
Well, they're a wellness company.
All right.
These are foods that'll make you more attractive.
Oh, so while you're eating them, they make you look more attractive? Or
it's foods that actually make you more attractive.
Okay, all right.
Like the first one is eggs.
Eggs.
An egg a day is good for your hair. Oh. It makes your hair grow out. There's a lot of proteins in eggs that are beneficial to your hair.
All right.
Second one, lemons. It detoxifies the body.
Oh, good, dude. And it also curbs your appetite, too. Look at us, dude, being healthy. Look at this here. Lemons, eggs, sexy.
And the last one is a banana. And it's not for that reason.
I love bananas, dude.
Bananas, actually.
They
look at your dirty little mind.
A banana, who's not sexy when they eat a banana? You know how seductive you eat when you're tackling a nana down your mouth, dude?
Do you know what a banana does for you, though?
What does it do?
It increases your blood flow.
There we go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I just want to know who thinks eating certain foods is sexy. Yeah, Anthony, you said you want a big old mac and cheese bowl. With your buns all out after eating that, you ready to get down with sexy time?
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm only going to be performing for like 4 minutes anyway.
So it's not like, what are you going to do, dude? I'm not going to
more cushion for the pussy.
Exactly.
I don't know. When I have a big fat meal like that,
I don't feel sexy at all.
I don't feel sexy at all. I'm like, turn the lights off, keep my shirt on. In fact, let's just go to sleep, sleep off the calories, and when we wake up, we can get busy. It's just weird to me to eat that much food and then like try to be sexy.
Oh, God. The moment you start considering tacos after the club over sex, you officially washed.
Anthony's like, God, I'm washed, because I know you're saying that for a reason. All right, thanks for listening to this podcast. Here's another one.